Amen. 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 This is Wednesday night. Glory to God, and good to see everybody that's present tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is so good. Amen. 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 He is so good. Amen. Amen. And thank God for the Holy Ghost and what He's doing and what He is saying, and we need, and we are hearing it, and we need to continue to respond to the gospel. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So thank you all. Tonight we're going to continue on the thought of becoming God inside minded. Becoming God inside minded. Hallelujah. 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 So the nursery can go, all the children that goes to the nursery. Hallelujah. Amen. Becoming God inside minded. We have the mind of Christ. Our text, we'll read again, but we're going further. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whew. I guess we need to get up and do a praise break or something. I don't guess you've been talking about the sluggish. We ain't having that. No, no, no. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we, is our screen available tonight? Is it on or what? I don't see anything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That our text says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither my ways your ways, says the Lord. Notice, the Lord is telling Israel at this particular time that their way of thinking was not his way of thinking. They were thinking differently from the way he thinks. And so he said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. To me, he was wanting them to have their mind, their thoughts on him. Evidently, they had their thoughts somewhere else. Amen. Amen. And he said, neither your ways, and they had some ways they were doing. He said, neither your way and mine. Right? And if anything we want, we all want to have the ways of the Lord in our life. There aren't but two ways to act and live, and that's like God or like the devil. Which one? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Which one? So he said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, says the Lord. Go on to the next verse. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. I don't really think he was, I know what he was saying. You remember, and because sometimes I get ahead of myself, but we remember in the very beginning of creation, it recorded in the scripture, that God and Adam communed with each other. And God would come and talk with Adam, and they had conversation, they had communication. And it seemed like everything was perfect in their relationship, everything was perfect in their fellowship, and they had perfect communication. There was no tension or anything like that. But one day he came down and Adam couldn't be found. You know, he was not in his place. Amen. Amen. And God, whether you know it or not, God is a jealous God. And I don't blame him. Could you blame him? I mean, when I married Cora, I don't need no two of somebody else dilly-dallying around with her. You want to ruffle my feather, just let somebody try it. Amen. So God want us to have, to think like him, act like him, have his ways. When somebody look at it, say, that's a God woman. That's a God man. When they see him, it'll be so evident, you know. Yeah, people have saying about children. Say, boy, they marked him. I know you heard that statement. They see that child. That child showed mark. Well, that's what God wants to do. He wants to mark us. Amen. So when they look and see us, they won't be wondering, are you a church goer or do you hit all the joints? Which one? You can't tell. So it looked like, I can't tell. But it should be evidence in our thoughts and our action that we are God's children. Amen. So Paul wrote and he said concerning Christ, because he was the one that was going to suffer and pay the price, and he did. And so Paul said to the Philippians, we're not going to turn there. If I keep going back over, I won't ever get to where I'm going. And they can bear repeating over and over and over again. Amen. But he said to the Philippians, let this mind be in you, which was also what? He was writing to the covenant church, now the new race of people, the new breed, the born again one. He said, let this mind be in you, which was what? Also in Christ Jesus. See, Jesus, when Jesus came here, you notice he never talked about his own, what he wanted to do, and he always talked about why he was here and what the Father sent him to do, and he was busy. Remember when he was 12 years old? They found him where? In the temple with the doctors and the lawyers and the leaders of that city. And he was among them talking stuff, asking questions, had them, they couldn't figure out, where did this boy get all this information? And he was only 12 years old at the time. And when Mary and Joseph finally found him, you know, what did he say? She said, why do you put this kind of pressure on us? Had us looking. And what did he answer? What was his answer? Don't you know it's time that I be about my Father's business? He never talked about what he was here to do. At 12 years old, he was talking this way. But at the age of 30, he began his full ministry. It was in full bloom. He went to John. John baptized him. You know the story. But what I want you to see the significance of having the mind of Christ and be God inside minded after all these things. One of the things, now you're going to have to stop that. One of the things that we find in this thought, where we are tonight, and it says, listen to this. This thing, stop jumping around. Amen.